Hi, everyone, and welcome to Admission Insight, a podcast series designed to help your family navigate the independent school application process, as well as to just explore independent schools and why they're such a viable and appealing option for so many families. My name is Sharon Jarbo. I am host of this series. I'm also director of admission and financial aid here at the Pennington School. And seated with me is Billy Hawkey, an assistant director in my office, and just as importantly, the originator of this series. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Sharon.
So what have you designed for us today? What topic do you want to explore?
So the topic today is diversity in independent schools. And joining us in this conversation is Keith Wilkerson and Martina Preble. And these folks work for a Better Chance organization, and they're going to explain to you listeners out there a little bit more about what that organization strives to do and help us dive deeply into a conversation about why independent schools have such a strong commitment to diversity.
Sounds great. Let's get started.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything is gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
So Keith and Martina, I'm wondering if you can just share with us a little bit about what A Better Chance is all about, the essential mission, and how you guys operate.
Sure. So A Better Chance was founded in 1963, and it's dedicated to providing educational and leadership opportunities for middle and high school age students of color. We work with over 300 schools across the country and have offices in six different cities across the country, trying to provide diversity on various levels to independent schools, both day and boarding across the country.
And we currently have the pleasure of working with about 2,000 students in those 300 schools nationally.
Are you the biggest organization nationally who's doing this kind of work?
We are the oldest, largest, and only national organization doing this work. So we take pride in that.
And what do you think are some of the advantages that a student of color might have working through A Better Chance as opposed to trying to take on this process independently?
One of the biggest things that I appreciate that we offer to our families is that, you know, we're a support system. We're an advocate for them as they go through the process. And anybody who's applied to an independent school would know that it is a process. It's called that for a reason. And to have somebody to help guide you through it, to encourage you through it, to help you to finish strong through the end, I think is a valuable service that we give to all of our families applying.
I tell families that they want to work with us for the same reason that someone who is representing a case in a courtroom wants to hire an attorney. You could represent your own case. It's your case. But you want someone that has a little bit more experience. You want someone who can speak the lingo. And I think we bring all that to the table as an organization that's been doing this for 50 plus years and a staff that currently has a lot of experience in terms of placing students.
So it's very clear why a family would benefit from working with you. Could you explain why do schools want to work with you?
I think schools work with us because we have hands in a lot of different communities. We almost become an adjunct member of the admissions team that goes out and does some recruiting in different areas and neighborhoods and brings those students to a school already screened, already prepared to some degree. And schools can just go through our applicant profiles and just try to find out which students they think might be the best match. So I think it gives the schools a chance to increase diversity, but simplifies the process of searching for that diversity.
I would agree. The experience that I've had, the students who are coming through A Better Chance and similar organizations are aware of test prep, how to interview, the application timeline, less of it catches them by surprise. So I think you're doing some really good work.
So Keith and Martina, you were talking about how schools will want to bring in a more diverse population of students. Can you speak a little bit about the value that diversity brings to an independent school community?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there In terms of diversity in the classrooms, I think there has been like a lot of research that shows that just having kind of multicultural classrooms can lead to, you know, just challenging norms. It forces the students to delve a little bit deeper into the content, to kind of broaden their minds. So all of that happens when you have a diverse classroom with people who are coming with different backgrounds, with their different perspectives, and they come together to just really delve into the material, and they come out more enlightened for each individual.
And I think that we celebrate diversity because we live in a diverse world. America is a melting pot, and we want students to not just be exposed to a homogenous community of people who all want to learn the same things, but for there to be an exchange of ideas from people who come from different communities and different backgrounds and different experiences, preparing to live in a rapidly changing world.
And in building diversity, financial aid always comes into play because cost, I would say, is the biggest barrier to entrance into many of these schools. So can you speak a little bit about the importance of financial aid and any trends you've been noticing out there?
So socioeconomic diversity is important to us as well. We work with students of greatest need, but we also work with students whose parents might have a little bit more in terms of resource, but no familiarity about what the independent school world is like. So financial aid plays a role, whether they're large awards or medium-sized awards. What we are finding as a trend, though, is as the rate of what it costs to attend an independent school increases faster than the cost of living does, it requires more financial aid for us to do the same work. So across a 6 or 7 year span, whereas our work of placing around 500 students might have required leveraging $11 million in financial aid, now it requires $20 million in financial aid to do the same work.
That's steep. That's a big increase.
It is. And we want to be able to continue to provide opportunities for students to attend these schools. And even though it looks like we might not be growing at such a rapid pace organizationally, it is requiring us to work in a deeper way and to build those relationships so that schools prioritize giving these larger financial aid awards to some of the students that we're bringing.
Are you finding that schools are allocating a larger percent of their budgets toward financial aid because of the ways that they value diversity?
I think some are. We see a priority that some schools are putting on diversity. We are seeing a trend where some schools are putting a priority on larger international diversity as well. So there are some changing trends around how schools are spending money. What we're hoping to show is that the value that diverse students bring to an educational community and to the individual classrooms is so valuable that it should be prioritized in the same way that you would prioritize bringing in the best teachers or building a new athletic center. It's just a part of an excellent, well-rounded education.
So I think for some people out there, when they look at independent schools, they will see that it is a diverse community. There's, you know, 20 plus countries represented. There's socioeconomic, racial, ethnic diversity. But what we know is that simply checking boxes and making schools diverse isn't enough. And it's about the support that's provided once students are on campus and different programs and, you know, really school culture to promote an inclusive community that celebrates that diversity. So can you, either of you, speak about some of the work that's being done at independent schools to support students of color or honor and celebrate the diversity on campus?
Yeah, definitely. I always appreciate when I go and visit a school, an independent school, and I see that there's a multitude of different affinity clubs or other ally support groups or unions amongst the students where the faculty and the staff are involved in it, because I think that speaks volumes to the school's dedication to a mission of recognizing diversity, incorporating it in all levels of a school life. And I also believe that it gives empowers and engages the student body as well to the to commit to the welfare of the school community because they feel that their voice, they're contributing to something, they're moving the conversation forward. So I think that when schools, you know, incorporate affinity groups into their school life, it's very good for them and for diversity at that school.
And I think it's opening different types of conversations. I was invited to an independent school a few weeks ago where they have a new club that's specifically for students who are on financial aid, and they're discussing issues of what it's like to be in an environment that is clearly affluent, and how do you create space for yourself so that you don't end up being a second-class citizen in a first-class school. And I think that that has united them across racial lines and across gender lines. Now they're celebrating the diversity of the school on a socioeconomic level. So there's so many ways that these conversations can influence a school and encourage people to have the right kinds of conversations.
Is there anything that you're counseling your students to actually look for that would signify that a school is going to be a healthy place for them?
Kind of to go back to something I said earlier, I want them to ask the questions of the students that are there. I think students should speak to other students when they're going on their school visits and their shadow days. They definitely should just have conversations and, you know, see how the student responding to, you know, as they're their day-to-day, the daily life at the school. The other thing, I guess, on the more faculty or administrative level, I would keep an eye to see that the talk of diversity is incorporated into all levels of management. It's not something that's relegated to one office off to the side that this is where they deal, but that it should be and it has to be an ongoing process and a conversation that's had regularly with school, because that's just the society that we live in.
And even as we want schools to celebrate the differences, racial and ethnic and socioeconomic, we want our applicants to celebrate the differences between schools. And so often students come to us and they have one school, they passed it every day when they were going to middle school, and that's where they want to go. And we want to be able to expose them to the fact that there are a wonderfully diverse array of schools that are a part of a Better Chances membership. And just because you haven't heard of a particular school, it doesn't mean that you can't have a phenomenal experience there. So I want to encourage students just to be open-minded, to go and visit a school, ask tough questions, mm-hmm. Let us know what you think about lunch. Just tell us all of the things that you think would let us know whether or not this is a place where you could spend 4 years or 7 years or whatever your time period would be, so that we can help you figure out what a good match is, even if it's a school that you didn't know about before.
So switching gears just slightly here, are there any pressing issues that schools are facing right now or that are on your minds as it pertains to diversity in independent schools and continuing to create inclusive environments for our students?
I think that schools, I'm not envious of what schools go through trying to be thoughtful about these issues, because on the one hand, you want to celebrate diversity in terms of race and gender and ethnicity and all of these wonderfully brilliant strokes that students bring to the table. On the other hand, we want to find commonality and unity and sameness. And how do you dance on that line between celebrating all of our wonderful differences, but being unified around the things that unite us? And I think that's a huge challenge for schools, and one that some schools, I think, are coming up with strong strategies around how they can do that and strike that balance. And hopefully it'll be something that most schools will do well in the months and years to come.
Great. So if there are any students of color out there who are new to this process and this concept of applying to independent schools, what would be your first points of advice to them?
So many. One of the first things that always come into mind is to remember that we're human. You know, this is not something that it didn't come overnight. It's not going to go away overnight. In terms of this conversation of diversity, it has to be an ongoing thing. If people make a mistake or they misspeak, try to get to a level of understanding, have patience, come back, you know, stay at the table and contribute your voice and listen to others who are there talking to. And it's okay to make mistakes in that.
Great.
And I think the most important thing to me, I'm a strong believer that you can't dream about anything that you've never seen before. And so maybe you're not able to dream as broadly as you might about what it would be like to go to an independent school because you don't realize what the opportunity is or could provide. I went to college in New Jersey and drove by the Lawrenceville school every time I was on my way back to college. And my parents and I spent years trying to figure out what it was. Was it a country club? Was it a golf course? Was it? And so we couldn't dream about me going to a high school like that because we had no idea that it existed or much less what it was. So I always encourage families, don't try to figure it all out. How are we going to pay for it? Is it going to be the right place for me? Go to an open house, see what's available, shake some hands, talk to some students, and just see what the opportunity could be like and whether or not it's right for you.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both, Martina and Keith, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And for anyone who's interested in learning more about A Better Chance, you can visit their website at www.abetterchance.org. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today, and we'll catch you next time on Admission Insight.
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what